Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The forest fires in California and the Pacific Northwest may feel very far away, but crews of local firefighters and Forest Service employees have been rotating out to those locations all summer to provide relief and assistance in fire suppression. Joining me now to talk a little bit about the work Vermonters have been doing is David Francombe, Manchester District Ranger for the U.S. Forest Service. David, nice to talk with you.
Well, thanks, Jane. It's nice being with you.
So what do people actually do when they rotate out to these forest fires out west?
Well, it depends on what training and qualifications they have, but the way the system works is the Forest Service is kind of broken down into 9 regions, and within each region you can make yourself available. And then the incidents across the country are managed on a national level, and as an incident puts in a needs request, they'll look at what resources are available, and then they'll dispatch different groups of people or different individuals from different regions across the country. So you could have a hand crew that goes out as a group of 20, and they'll be fighting fire directly on a fire line, or if you go as a single resource or you're part of an incident management team, you'll have more of an administrative type of job, maybe participating in planning, operations, logistics, or finance, administrative needs on a fire, possibly serving in the role of a safety officer or even a public communications officer.
So really all kinds of people are needed for this kind of work.
Yeah, it's a big variety, all types of people. So again, you have your experienced firefighters, but you also have a bunch of folks that have a lot of resource knowledge. So they're going to have the knowledge on, you know, the types of vegetation in the area, the wildlife that might be impacted, different archaeological or cultural sites. So yeah, I mean, the Forest Service is well adept at serving in this capacity or fulfilling these types of roles, and we have the staff that are trained and qualified to do those types of things.
So it sounds like it's pretty common then for people in our region to be heading out during forest fire season.
Yeah, it's common in a year like this where there's high fire activity kind of concentrated in one location. There's not a whole lot going on in the Northeast as far as fire this year, but nationally we're at the highest preparedness level. So when you're at that kind of a planning level, Forest Service employees are encouraged to make themselves available if they can fit it within their work schedule.
Do you know locally how many people have gone out this summer out to the West and the Pacific Northwest?
Green Mountain Forest National employees, we've had about 9. Some of those have served on, we'll call it like an interagency hand crew team. So we had 4 United States Forest Service employees from the Green Mountain on that team, along with a number of employees from the White Mountain National Forest, as well as the National Park Service employees. So it's kind of an interagency type of team. And then we've had a number of individuals who are out on in an individual capacity, kind of filling different jobs on different assignments out west.
And it sounds like more to go. I know Ethan Reedy, who's a public affairs officer, is headed out today.
Correct. He went out to Portland to serve as a public affairs support, and then we've got another couple individuals, I think, who are going to be participating on another crew of some sort that will be dispatched here shortly, we're anticipating.
One of the people in your office has just come back. I understand Keith Sargent was a crew chief for a group of firefighters, and you have him on the line now?
That's correct. So Keith is our visitor information services individual at the office. He's our face to the public, so when you walk in our office, he'll be the first individual you'll come in contact and interact with. But he has a whole other set of duties within the fire organization, the Forest Service, and he recently got back from California.
Well, let me talk to him if you don't mind.
Okay, here he is.
Hello, Jane.
Hi, Keith. Nice to talk with you. Can you tell me a little bit about what you actually do on the ground when you go out and sort of drop into one of these fires?
As a member of a hand crew, typically you'll be right on the fire line. Your duties can vary from cutting hand line, direct fire line, to prepping line for indirect burnouts, mopping up the fires.
When you say cutting line, what does that mean?
You will go directly to the fire and remove vegetation, kind of make a fuel break to hold the fire.
Each fire is different, of course, but you're trained to understand how fires work and how to fight them, and specifically, I imagine, trained on forest fires. So when you go in, does it feel like your training prepares you for whatever you've got in front of you, or is it kind of difficult to step in the middle of a fire that's already going and a firefighting operation that's already in progress?
It's the same process wherever you go in your training. You rely on that. You definitely defer to local expertise on specific tactics, but there's a very structured procedures that we have You know, no two fires are the same, but you're usually very confident with how you approach things.
Well, Keith, could you talk a little bit about that? I mean, around here, we're more accustomed now to structure fires than forest fires, at least in the modern era. And when you're fighting a fire that's burning thousands of acres, maybe hundreds of thousands of acres, and the number of firefighters and the distance that you're coordinating over is vastly different than what we are most accustomed to here. Can you talk a little bit about how that organizational structure works?
Yeah, it's somewhat of a militaristic structure. It's the incident command system. It's really nice because both the military, the state, and the federal, we all operate within that system. So we have the same definitions, the same procedures, and that makes things a lot less confusing because we respond to not only wildfires, but hurricanes, floods, different natural disasters.
So are there sort of teams that are at different points in the fire and you're coordinating back with a base?
Yeah, they'll set up incident command post, and they'll usually have a team in place, and there's different levels of teams depending on the size and the complexity of fires. But we work for them, and you report back to that incident command post.
How many firefighters might there be on one of these big fires?
It can vary. Sometimes they'll break off, and it can be responding to a lightning tree strike, and it could be just a single squad of six people going up and securing that one small fire, all the way up to, like you mentioned last year with the Rim fire, thousands of firefighters. So.
Wow. Why do you do it?
I enjoy the challenge. I really like the outdoors. So for me, the idea of hiking to these remote areas and being able to help, it's been really rewarding to do that. But I think a lot of it, the appeal is just the challenge of it, working in a team atmosphere under adverse conditions and just growing as an individual. And it can be a really rewarding experience. It's a lot of hard work.
Well, and as we've seen this year and other years, it can be dangerous work.
Yeah, you do the best you can to mitigate any hazards out there, but it can be dangerous at times.
Well, Keith Sargent, thank you very much for talking with me. Do you mind putting David back on the line?
No, not at all. Have a great day.
Well, Jane.
Hi, David. It was great to talk to Keith to learn a little bit about what's happening on the ground. I imagine you've probably done this kind of stuff as well, rotated through and gone out to forest fires.
Yeah, so when I started my career at the Forest Service, I was just, they call it a firefighter type 2, so it's just a basic wildland firefighter. So I got out on a number of different assignments across the West. And then I also served as a single resource in support of fires as a geographic information systems guy. And what that is just that's mapping, providing different maps for the planning team and for the fire crews as they go out and work on an active fire.
When so many Forest Service personnel are being pulled from their normal locations, and we're hearing right now in the Pacific Northwest, they're even pulling firefighters from Australia and New Zealand, which of course is the Southern Hemisphere, so it's not their fire season. But when so many U.S. Forest Service personnel are being pulled off, how does that affect local operations when you've got people missing from your office?
I mean, when you have four or five individuals out of an office with a staff of about 15 permanent employees, it can definitely have some of an impact, but Forest Service is great about kind of cross-training employees and employees stepping up and helping out. So most times when you have a group of employees gone, people are willing to step up and kind of fill in behind them and help out. So it adds a little bit of stress maybe to the work environment while they're gone, but I think it's for the most part very manageable.
David Francombe is the Manchester District Ranger for the U.S. Forest Service. Thank you very much for talking with us about how local firefighters and Forest Service personnel are heading out to help the fires in the West.
Thank you very much, Jane. Enjoy the opportunity to speak with you today.